Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, yes, we are here. It is 8:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers for the answers always. Yes, it's the Bob Rose Show on a PGIF. A Praise God is Friday and, oh, Gators playing? Tis the weekend. Oh, man, all the activity going on, tents going up, people making the plans, tailgating plans, all that kind of thing going on because the Sharks are coming to town. But I got a feeling, in this case at least, Gators aren't really afraid of Sharks. At least I don't think so. Hey, I mentioned that I got a special guest in studio, good friend of the show, Tim Martin. Who now I called him the I think I used the word head honcho. I think I don't know if that's on your business card for the Alachua County Republicans. It probably has a nicer title like chairman or something like that, right?
Yes, chairman is perfectly fine, but I'll write head honcho the next time we do the updates of the card. I'll throw that in there just under quotes.
Oh yeah, a little and then an asterisk on the back says Greg Cassidy. So black tie, blue jeans. This is an annual event. A lot of folks, obviously, in the community know all about it, but I'm sure there's folks that don't. How about a little history on what black tie, blue jeans is, and why are we talking about Ronald Reagan?
Believe it or not, this is actually the 23rd annual event. So this has been going on for a very, very long time. Obviously, the Ronald Reagan was important in our party historically. So the folks way before me.
Yeah.
Decided to add it on to this big event. It is formally the Ronald Reagan Black Tie and Blue Jeans Barbecue. So it's sort of business on top and party on the bottom.
And that's okay. It's all right. And it is always a great time because
It's fantastic.
There's the business goes on in the sense that if you've never been to one, you're hearing from a lot of politicians, local leaders, everything from somebody that you may be voting for locally up to, even if you look at some of the featured speakers in the past, there have been some top-shelf guests.
Oh, they've been massive, yes. I mean, some of the top leaders in the National Movement for Conservatism, for for liberty, for freedom. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had people like Candace Owens, Judge Jeanine Pirro, Dan Bongino, the DHS Secretary Kristi Noem was here just a couple of years ago.
Yep.
So we do consider ourselves a launching pad for their careers,
absolutely.
Of course. But Candace Owens has been there. Larry Elder has been a guest.
He was awesome too.
And actually, I was told one year there was the Larry Gatlin Band. He actually and did it. So we've got a history of excellence here, and just glad to be able to continue it this year. Mm-hmm. I think it's a premier event. For us, of course, but really it's regional impact. We have people from all over the state that actually come here, and I'm hoping that we get about 800 this year.
It'd be a nice crowd. And, of course, just talking about some of the folks that show up, from local politicians, Kat Kamek, who's got her hands full these days, but she was actually on the show Wednesday,
this.
Little Augusta looking so cute, raising her right, I'm sure. right, not left.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. And, of course, you know, we'll see if they feel like coming out this year or not. And but no. So now the main speaker for this year is somebody that a lot of folks, the speculation is this guy could be, because you talk about, you know, getting promoted. The main speaker for this year could be the next Florida governor.
I think there is a very, very good likelihood that he is, and I'm happy to be able to sort of put him on the resume points for this bulletin. Byron Donalds, he is the U.S. rep currently from Florida District 19, which is kind of the Fort Myers, Naples area, and he actually come up in the Tea Party movement. He will tell a story about how his first real kind of public-facing speech was in the back of a pickup truck.
Really?
Yeah. During one of the Tea Party events, and he served in Tallahassee as well before. He went to D.C. Now he's coming back to Tallahassee, hopefully. But he's got a fantastic story, saved in a Cracker Barrel parking lot, believe it or not. Yeah. And he'll probably tell that. He'll not to steal all his thunder. But
no, but now that's a story I want to hear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially with a local tie-in.
And here a while back, you had one of these whack job politicians on the left saying, hey, you MAGA people, you can't go to a Chinese restaurant or a Mexican restaurant or an Indian restaurant. You got to go to Cracker Barrel. I'm like, racist anyone? Hello? What?
The biggest problem with Byron Donalds, if I was to be completely transparent, he's a Seminole.
I thought you said he got saved.
Well,
you know,
he was a Seminole.
His salvation.
Maybe he was.
His salvation is now in question.
Yes.
Talking to Tim Martin from the Alachua County Republican Committee, and of course, we are looking forward to black tie, blue jeans. It is always a good time. Now, food is always a part of this event, because it's like politicians and church. We'll all show up if there's good food.
Oh, yes.
What are we going to have this year?
We are continuing our tradition with the whole hog. I think it's just a really cool element to it. You kind of go down the buffet, and the food is spectacular every year, but I especially like the whole hog kind of concept. Yeah.
They tried the donkey that one year, and it just really did not go over well.
It
was a great concept.
The meat was tough.
It was a little tough. So who else do we know? Because I know part of why you're here is to announce an addition, but we're, as Bob likes to say, we're milking the chickens for all it's worth here, and we're going to make them wait. But who else do we think, are there some other speakers besides Byron that you know that are going to be there, except for that one that we're adding to the list?
Right. Well, we have our very own Kat Kamek scheduled to speak as
Okay.
She's always fun, and hopefully she brings the baby, but I don't know. But
maybe Matt will be having
We also have the Republican chairman for the entire state of Florida coming to our event. His name is Evan Power. He's on the news, but he's the one that really kind of steers the ship for the party at large here in the state of Florida.
Right.
And darn it, he's so good at it. We just keep winning. Florida's got, I think last count is almost 1.5 million. Voter registration lead now.
That's been a turnaround, because this was not the case just a couple of years ago.
It absolutely has been. He's done a fantastic job. And, he's got great tools around him as far as, different staff. And a lot of the credit just goes out to the grassroots across the state, because they're, in many cases, the ones that are doing the hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, and again, obviously, we look at the, I guess it was, last time around, with the governor doing well and picking up support in places, in South Florida that maybe used to not be all red. And it's been great to see those changes happening.
It is. It's been very tough for a long time, and it's great to see wins. We are, in the state of Florida, the model that is really kind of being followed all across the country in the various states.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Gruters, who is right here from Florida, he's now the entire National Republican National Chairman. You see how many people are former Floridian office holders that are now in the Trump administration.
Mm-hmm.
So we have become sort of this launching pad of talent, and it's great to see. And what I just kind of say to the grassroots is, as they get these other positions, we need others to step up in those roles.
Good, staunch conservative Republicans. All right, moment of truth here. Mm-hmm. An addition to the lineup this year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If I had a drum roll, I would play one, but I don't. So who is it?
Yes, absolutely. And what we ended up having is a gentleman. It is a man.
Mm-hmm. That narrows it down 50-50 for conservatives.
He has doged the city of Gainesville. He has doged the county.
Uh-huh.
And now he is going to come and speak with us on September 25th at the Alachua County Republican Black Tie Blue Jeans. None other than...
And he's a previous regular guest on the Bob Rowe Show. He's a little busier nowadays.
He is, but it's... It is the Florida CFO, Blaze Engolias.
Great guy.
So he's,
we are looking forward to
it. He is a great addition. You want to talk about fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Him and Byron are both like arsonists.
That's awesome. They're going to set it on fire.
We're going to blow it out this year. As our advertisement says, this event is going to be smoking.
So real quick, what's the date, time, place, and how can they get tickets? And then I've got more questions for you, but we're going to have to take a break. But I want to give them the scoop on the what and the where. And the
September 25th. Doors at 5:30, program at 7. Go to AlachuaRepublicans.com/tickets. $95 gets you in the door, $75 for veterans. September 25th, it is a Thursday. It's going to be at the Multipurpose Center in Legacy Park up in Alachua.
Sounds great.
Yep.
Okay, you didn't know this, but I'm going to hold you hostage because there's a lot of things going on not related to Black Tie Blue Jeans, but Alachua County, Republicans, school system. Oh, going to step on some toes? I don't know. We'll find out. Tim Martin in studio at the Bob Rowe Show on a PGIF. And praise God, it's Friday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, thanks so much for listening out of PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday. It is the Bob Rose Show. Of course, you can listen all the time, believe it or not. You can use the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, the TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. It is 820. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose and Tim Martin, who I drug in the studio this morning to talk about black tie blue jeans. But as the mayor of Newberry and somebody who then gets to deal with Alachua County politics, I can't let you off the hook that easy or that quickly since I got you, you know. So I can't let you out of the building yet. Alachua School Board and Alachua County Schools, I'm telling you, Tim, they just can't stay out of the headlines, can they?
No, they really can't.
And it's not just
the short answer is no.
It's not just one thing either, is it?
No.
So pick one to start and kind of let us know what's going on.
Well, let's just go back maybe a few weeks to kind of the original sin, I suppose, of the latest grouping of issues. And so Hulk Hogan passes away.
Yes.
And on a private person's, well, a private citizen, I should say, you know, Facebook is public, the chairwoman, Sarah Rockwell, commented to this person, "Oh, did Hulk Hogan die? Good, one less MAGA." And that was sort of the the gasp.
It's rude,
right?
If nothing else. I mean, a guy's passed away.
Yeah. Not illegal, but
no,
totally
tasteless.
Totally tasteless. Yes. Totally tasteless. So I got forwarded that and sort of blew it up, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And it really caught a lot of traction because it was so offensive and so just out of line. And, you know, in the back of my mind, it was just a matter of, you know, these people are just so comfortable that they don't feel any remorse about saying things like this. So,
and it went national.
Yeah, it did. It was on the Hodge twins. It was on Megyn Kelly's show. It was on Fox News. It was in the New York Post, for crying out loud.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it was absolutely nuts, and it went crazy. Yeah, viral is the term used now today. And so fast forward a few days, they have a school board meeting, and I wasn't supposed to go to that meeting, but actually had an issue with my well at the house at like 4 o'clock, so I didn't end up actually being able to make it over there. But the now sort of infamous, I suppose, Jeremy Clapper moment, or Klepper moment, where he basically went to the podium and gave them a piece of his mind. He wasn't, I mean, he was colorful, but it wasn't in an aggressive tone or anything like that. And as he's walking back, and you can go to the Facebook page for the Alachua Republicans, I've kind of documented everything on there. He's on his way back to the to his seat, and people are just kind of chirping at him, really kind of chirping. And he says something to the effect of, "Hey, if you want to speak, go sign up and go to the podium like I did, but you're going to have to listen to me."
Right.
Just so,
that's fair.
And he had spent, I don't know how much time in that room listening to everybody else. So immediately Tina Certain, the vice chair at the time, because Sarah didn't want to chair the meeting, says, "Hold on, Casey," the city commissioner of Gainesville, "wait a minute, I'm going to have him removed." And
he had done nothing wrong.
He had done nothing wrong.
He had spoken.
He had spoken.
Made his point.
He's
just going to go back and sit down.
Yep.
And all these, the little crowd from the duck pond want to all like chime in and start calling him names.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, there were other people in the room who have given me the reports of how it kind of went down. So he's basically confronted by the sheriff's deputies, and he's beginning to be escorted out of the building when the school board attorney chimes in, and you can hear this on the video, I don't suggest you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And therein starts sort of a discussion about whether he should be escorted out or he shouldn't. They sort of start to try to take a recess. And in real time, let's face it, he was being asked to remove because of what he said.
Exactly.
That, there is no two ways about it. They can go back and try to armchair quarterback this, and that's exactly what they did at the school board meeting over in St. Augustine. They tried to splice it up and, like I said, Monday morning quarterback this thing. But in real time, there was no doubt he was being asked to leave
right.
because he said something that they didn't like. And that's exactly what the First Amendment was put in place for.
Mm-hmm.
So that, again, blows everything up, national, everybody's on it all over again, and rightfully so. And so they get called in front of the state school board.
Right.
You've got now Commissioner Stassi Kamutsis involved. You've got the, you know, obviously the state school board involved.
Right.
And downstream from that, they ended up getting another letter from the attorney general. Because of the next round, I guess you could say, involving a mom whose son was given a certificate, most likely to become a dictator. And
where in the mind of someone in education think that's a good idea?
Because they're comfortable, Greg. These people are just too comfortable doing this kind of stuff. Because nobody that has any real kind of filter or pause does something like that.
Right. And that's sad because, again, and even when you look at Rockwell's, you know, post when she was running for the seat, it's like, oh, I want the best for all of our children. And that sounds all nice. But when the reality is you're willing to post on social media, you're glad somebody's dead because they're basically MAGA. Or when you're talking about teachers calling kids dictators, or when you're trying to squash someone's First Amendment rights, it's like, what's with this school system?
I've been called the destroyer of public education by the vice chair, Tina Certain.
Really?
From the dais several years ago when I was opposing the sales tax that they were trying to shove down everybody's throat. Mm-hmm. And they're working on a $600 million budget right now. They did a slap in the face to the teachers, offering a mere 1% raise. And I've got all the data. We could do another segment on that. But people have got to get involved with what's going on at the school board, or it's not going to get better. Newberry has taken a step to try to exodus from this and start the Newberry Community Charter School, which I was a huge cheerleader of over in Newberry. And the other communities need to do the same thing. And what's really at issue here is they have an issue with me, and I don't really care. It doesn't bother me at all. But the reality is they're not afraid of us failing over in Newberry. They're afraid of us succeeding and it's spreading around the county. And that's exactly what's going to happen if I have anything to say about it.
So basically, here's the deal. Get involved. Vote. Attend events, support events like Black Tie Blue Jeans. Get out there, do your homework. Again, people think, it's like the judges. I don't know if they did good or not. School boards, they say the right things. Who is there matters, and voting matters. So
yeah, there are good people in this county that are in the schools, that are out of school. I get the emails, the phone calls. A lot of it's all anonymous, but I hope we really have some great candidates coming up, and people need to get out and vote for them and start turning this ship around, because it's inexcusable, not only for the teachers, but the students and the parents who pay so much. I mean, 29% of your tax bill is going to the school board. $600 million for the school board.
Tim Martin, mayor of Newberry, and also head honcho over at the Alachua Republican Committee. So, Tim, thanks for coming in and being on the show today.
Absolutely. I think if we keep doing this, I'm going to add co-host also.
Oh, I think you're onto something. There'll be a little extra something in your government check this week.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not. Hey, coming up on 828, it is the Bob Rose Show. I'm Greg Cassidy. Thanks for listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, man. How did it get here so quickly? A PGIF, a praise God, it's Friday. Greg Cassidy in on this good-looking morning so far. In for Bob Rose, who's on vacation for a few days, enjoying it. I'm sure he will. Hey, don't forget, in case you get a little withdrawal, maybe over a long holiday weekend, and you still need to hear Bob. Well, you can. You can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or you can always tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. 25 now away from 9 o'clock. I know that a lot of folks are getting ready for the big game. I say the big game. You know, it is. It's a big weekend. Get out there, watch the Gators play. Yeah, I know. It's only Long Island. I get that. But it is still a big event. The tents are going to be up, getting ready for the Gator Walk, tailgating, all the food, all the fun. So we are looking forward to that. Food and fun, by the way. Reach over here. I know that I give Bob a hard time when he's not here, just because I can, because he is the king of the vacation. And on occasion, Bob or I might, you know, mention, you know, that even though we're trying to be a little healthier, I mean, he's the one who's had two heart attacks, right? Which he is quick to tell you because he's going to milk that for all it's worth. There are occasions where we like something sweet. And something and someone sweet, just stop by. I have a little bag here. Oh, Bob, you're missing out here. Rebecca Herm, you know, the amazing wife of our good buddy Mark Herm, just stop by the studio, which you're not in right now, Bob. You're on your way to the airport probably. And dropped off cookies, which I will have later with a very cold glass of milk. I might even warm the cookies up just a little bit And I'm thinking of Bob, you know, on his vacation, but I'll be having some milk and cookies, and I'm looking forward to it. So, Mark, Rebecca, thank you very much. Well, we have covered a lot of stuff. It was great having Tim Martin, who carries the dual role of mayor of Newberry and also runs the Republican committee in Alachua County. And seriously, if you did miss that, that was that whole last half hour. Seriously, the podcast, you know, I plugged it a minute ago, but it is a great way. In case you missed part of that, he announced that Blazing Golia is also going to be part of the lineup for Black Tie Blue Jeans, which is going to be here before you know it. I mean, it's almost here. Get all the information and all that kind of thing at the website there with the Alachua Republican Committee. They can fill you in. There are things that are still going on around the country when it comes to the ongoing battle between the president and then various and sundry mayors, governors who, for whatever reason, think that their cities and their states are just fine. I guess they don't mind the crime levels. I guess they don't mind their citizens being raped, mugged, carjacked, murdered every week. I mean, you know, we usually do an update on Monday and Tuesday just for the people in Chicago alone who get shot. Every weekend, it is an ongoing problem. It was good to see, and Bob did the story the other day, about how the mayor, at least, of D.C. has kind of come around and go, you know, okay, you know, I said this was going to maybe be disruptive, but things are better. And I think that acknowledgement was an amazing thing, and I think it's really good. But then you got some, man, and this Pritzker, he's the governor of Illinois. He's a piece of work. That's the best I can say. This guy, he's not even popular with the people of Illinois. He's raising their taxes. They have made changes in their laws that make certain crimes not even chargeable crimes. Things that you would just shake your head at and go, what? What do you mean you can't get arrested for that? Just crazy stuff. And so now he's threatening. Okay, the only thing he can threaten is to get in front of you at the buffet. He is making threats of a, quote, response. What does that mean? A response if Trump sends the National Guard to crime-ridden Chicago. Here's a quote from Pritzker. He says, unlike Donald Trump, we keep our promises. Oh, I got to stop. Why does he think we always say promises made, promises kept? Because that's what Donald Trump has done in his administration. He said he was going to do what he wanted to do. People voted for him based on that, and he's been doing it. Simple. End of conversation there. But Pritzker goes on. We will not stand idly by if he decides to send the National Guard to intimidate Chicagoans. Okay, interject again. The only reason that someone would be intimidated in a city in America by the National Guard showing up is if you're a criminal or you're doing something wrong that you shouldn't be doing. The National Guard is not about intimidation. What a load of garbage that is. They tried to pull that with, you know, some of the committee people and some of the outspoken folks in D.C. Oh, they're here intimidating our residents. Not the honest ones. Not the good citizens, not the ones who want law and order, not the ones who want a peaceful place and crime-free place to live. They're not intimidated by the National Guard. Who do you think the National Guard are? They're your neighbors. They're your family. They're people you know. They're people you go to church with. The National Guard is not intimidating unless you're up to no good. Oh, and then they had to throw in once some of the scenarios changed. Now the National Guard are carrying guns. Yeah, they had some handguns on them because if you walk around in a crime-ridden city in a uniform, ask any cop, you're a potential target. And to not be able to protect yourself would be ludicrous. So, action will be met with a response. What in the world does that mean? You're a tub of lard, full of it, governor, narcissist, self-indulgent politician, and you want to threaten the president of the United States and the National Guard with a response if they show up because you're not doing your job? Really? The president had explained he was hoping to take public safety efforts to places like Chicago. He said the city was a mess. It's got an incompetent mayor. Governor too. Pritzker has criticized Trump for saying he'd be looking into fighting crime in these cities. And that the mayor there, Johnson, claimed if Trump sent the National Guard to his area, community members would rise up against tyranny. I mean, it's like, do they hear themselves talk? Do they hear themselves say these ridiculous things? First off, who's going to do the rising up? Who's going to be the going against tyranny? Tyranny is leadership in a major United States city that doesn't care enough about their tax-paying citizens to protect them. That they want to make more areas safe for criminals by making them gun-free zones. Can you imagine being in Chicago, taking a bus or whatever, you know, mass transit you decide, in a city like that, and you can't protect yourself? That is a scary thought. You look at places like New York City, the subway. Now, admittedly, I was there a little over a decade ago, and it had gone through a resurgence of good times. We were the group that I was in on Times Square, never felt threatened, never anything. Subways seemed to be clean. We felt no intimidation whatsoever. It's not the case right now. That's not what New York is like. It's not like what D.C. is like. It's not like what Chicago is like now. They've taken their turn back towards the worse. And Donald Trump just wants the best for Americans. Thus the Make America Great Again concept. And so for the Pritzkers of the world, the Mayor Brandon Johnson, thanks Brandon, for these people to say that there would be a response and that community members would rise up against tyranny. Who are the real authoritarians here? Who are the tyrants here? Who are the people who don't want to take care of their city, who don't want to clean it up? Who only when someone like Donald Trump comes along and says, okay, you guys, you're not doing your job, we're going to have to do it for you. Then suddenly he's the authoritarian. He's the tyrant. He's the one that needs a response given. And this is the mentality of these mayors and these governors. Even when one of I think it was ABC News the other day, couldn't help themselves. They did note that the cities that Donald Trump wants to go in and help protect are Democrat-run cities. They had to throw in the fact, well, but some of those cities are in states that are run by Republicans. Well, yeah, governors don't usually have control over local law enforcement and local protection and local laws and trying to maintain, you know, it from that perspective. But they just had to somehow find a connection so that there would be some negativity towards those Republican governors who just happen to be the governor of states who have some really messed up cities. This is going to be interesting. We'll see how this all turns out, and we certainly will keep you up to date. Hey, it is the Bob Rose Show. I'm Greg Cassidy. It's a PGIF. And praise God, it's Friday. It's time is flying by. It's 8:45, 97.3 The Sky. And good morning and welcome to a PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose. And, of course, we have covered a lot of topics this morning. And it's been a busy week. Had some great guests on. And we obviously never want you to miss a minute of the show. So, you know, even if you sleep in, you don't have to miss it. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on all the episodes every hour, every highlight, all the fun. Whatever works for you, which is kind of cool. You can catch it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. We are glad that you are joining us this morning. It is a pretty nice morning. No rain yet. That is some good news for us. And, of course, hoping to get that Gator game in tomorrow night. We will keep our fingers crossed, maybe say a prayer and Who knows what else we got to do? We've been hitting the big headlines this morning. A lot been going on with the country and Trump and cities around the country with you know, all the things with illegals and with crime and just so much. But there are some other stories that you may hear folks talk about throughout the day today, and maybe you want to make sure that you can kind of be up to date. One of them, and this one came to mind because we had Tim Martin in earlier this hour. Of course, he's heads up the Republican committee and also is the mayor of Newberry. And we're talking about the fact of, you know, you had that Alachua County School board member say, oh, that's where my brain went. Hulk Hogan's dead? Good. One less MAGA. I mean, just how tasteless is that? Of course, you know, having lost Hulk Hogan just a few weeks ago, it's a great loss. You know, iconic American. Really gotten reacquainted and was digging into his faith and being very upfront about that. A big supporter of Donald Trump and conservatism and our rights and our Constitution. You know, he's on the right side of things. And then just like that, very quickly, he was gone. And very shocking to all of us. But now making some headlines, his widow, Sky Daly, is telling fans that she's planning to file a medical malpractice lawsuit against the Hulkster's doctors who were treating him at the time of his death. Apparently, it's focused on a neck operation that Hulk had back in May. This is according to the Daily Mail. They're saying that there's a nerve there that was compromised. That's the word kind of in quotes there, during the operation. And that nerve actually helps control your breathing. And so they're looking into the possibility of malpractice because if you've got shortness of breath for a long time, that makes you very sick, is what she was saying. It's not something that's an alarming sudden death, this nerve issue. It's something that kind of wears on you. It wears you down. It makes you weak, basically, is what she's saying. So when she called for 911 back on July 24th, she told emergency services that her husband had stopped breathing. Quote, my husband's not breathing. He just stopped breathing, is what she said during the call. So she ordered a private autopsy to pinpoint the cause of his death, but we haven't gotten the results of those yet. Apparently, they've not been made public. Once that is done, then apparently he'll be cremated once that autopsy is wrapped up. Now, Pinellas County, they did their medical examiner did an autopsy, and they say that he died from a heart attack. But Clearwater Beach Police Department say they've not made a determination of their own, and they're still investigating Hulk Hogan's death. So apparently Sky says that she's working with the police, supplying them with all of the house surveillance videos, accounts of Hogan's medications, his entire set of medical records for the police to kind of go through. So it sounds like that while we have lost the Hulkster and he is gone, he certainly is not forgotten, and we don't know the real answer yet. I'm not saying that the Pinellas County, folks would get it wrong, the medical examiners there. But I can certainly understand why his widow would go, look, I get that. I want to find out for sure. I want this looked at independently. And I can see why she would want to do that. She would know if there had been some issues after that work on his neck, that surgery from the doctors, if that affected that nerve, how his breathing was, which again is probably why they are releasing to the law enforcement folks there the video of their home, the security cameras. What was going on? What did it look like? What can they see and what can they learn from watching that video as to what maybe was really going on with Hulk? So a big story, not over yet. We will certainly keep our eyes on that and kind of fill you in on what's going on. A couple other headlines that maybe you'll be hearing about a little bit today, just that things that are popping up. They're not the huge headlines, but they're things that people may be talking about. One, and we all love our air shows. They're a lot of fun. Man, these pilots, they are amazing, the things that they do. They give us such enjoyment, and we all love when the military flies over. It's like, yes, America, and we're just kind of rooting for our country. There was actually a rehearsal going on in Poland for an air show, and an F-16 that was actually practicing actually crashed. So sad. Sadly, the pilot did lose their life, and so that's really the sad news about it. Nobody on the ground was injured. That is good. It's all on video because, again, you know, people are there for the practice. They're watching them kind of do their thing, go through their paces. It occurred a little before the show. About 60 miles south of Warsaw is where this actually happened. And the show is supposed to be this weekend. And so, again, a little bit of a tragedy there. So, you know, keeping folks in prayer. I don't care if the left says hope and prayers. They're garbage. I got some thoughts for you on that. And actually, that's a story we may get into next hour. Jen Psaki being a real jerk. I mean a real jerk. This is related to that last shooting at the school. And we'll dab into that a little bit. A sad story that I also saw. Usually we think about alligator attacks. A lot of times we think of Florida. A lot of times it's people who are here on vacation. They don't understand. Alligators are everywhere. They don't read the signs that say, stay away from the water, and especially at dusk during feeding time. A sad story coming out of New Orleans. 12-year-old boy died after an alligator attack. Apparently, the poor kid, again, he had some issues anyway. Not up to full capacity of what a 12-year-old would be. Apparently got out of the house. And was actually found, and they actually saw him on video wandering around the house by himself on a doorbell camera. The controversy is not so much that the child lost his life, but that after the 911 call, it took a five-hour response time, which means people weren't in mass looking for him. Now, everybody got called in at some point. You had law enforcement, volunteers, the United Cajun Navy. They were out there doing their thing, but sadly, the boy did lose his life. Attacked by the gator, was drowned. But it's going to be a little controversy because it's kind of like, well, where was the response? Why was it so slow? So while it's a tragedy that it happened, there's always that, could it have been prevented? And that's just always so tough to deal with, especially with the loss of a child in a case like that. So, hey, we are coming up on 8:57. Yeah, the 9 o'clock stretch, it is almost here. That is hard to believe. This morning, flying by, it's a PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose. Thanks for being a part of it. And yeah, one more hour to go. It'll be fun, entertaining, hopefully, informational. Sure. A 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.